Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Mercedes. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling. I'm contesting some charges.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I please have your zip code to pull up your name, see what's going on?
03820.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for that. And your, oh, I put it in wrong. 03820. Yes, ma'am. Your first and last name, please. May I please have your first and last name? Ma'am, are you there?
Yes.
May I please have your first and last name?
Rita Durkin. D-U-R-K-I-N.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for the information. And only to verify that I do have the right person up, could you please verify your address for me?
155 Durham Road, Dover, New Hampshire, 03820.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for the information. I do see that this started on March 27th. With the survey that said that you want a Dyson vacuum, and all you have to do is pay all you have to do is pay shipping and handling to receive it. But due to the terms and the conditions, at the bottom of the page stating that you want a chance to be entered into a contest, and within the contest entry, it came with a subscription to a Bites Hub meal plan. I see that you spoke with the agent yesterday, and they noted that you do have a dispute in process. Yes, ma'am, we'll need your bank to call in to verify that a dispute could be dropped so that we could process a refund. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm not dropping it.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
I'm at the bank now. And you can see the transactions on your account. And I can see the transactions on my account. I never received anything, and I don't ever remember.
Yes, ma'am. The email for the Bites Hub mail plan would have been sent to whitey616@gmail.com.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And it would have been sent out with your login information as well as this link so that you can log in and view those different recipe guides. But yes, ma'am, we can process a refund. We just need the dispute to be dropped.
But there's no guarantee you're going to be doing that either.
Yes, ma'am. I'll also get you a confirmation number.
Is she going to give me the credit for 3 months?
Are you going to give me 3 months credit?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm at the bank, and they're asking me.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you giving me a three month credit?
I am able to process the credit for those months. Yes, ma'am.
I'm waiting. So what is your name?
Mercedes.
Mercedes?
Yes, ma'am.
179.67. Yeah.
So the amount for you to pay me is $179.67?
If that adds up with those 3 months of the $59.89, then yes, ma'am.
No, nothing.
What about the other person on your account, John?
No, that's my husband, no.
Did he have ordered it?
No, mm-hmm. No.
Ask them what the last four digits of the card they
used. What are the last four digits of the card that you used?
The last four digits of the card that was charged was 6481.
Okay, yeah.
They can still credit that on
that. So you can still give me a credit on that?
Yes, ma'am, as long as the dispute isn't filed. You can get a new card. It'll go on to the new card, but as long as the dispute isn't filed, the credit can go through.
It can go through on the old card, right?
Yes, ma'am.
She's gonna use that card number today to put the credit through.
Say that again.
She's gonna use that card number today to put the credit through.
You're gonna use that card number today to put the credit through?
It'll fall back onto that card, that charge card. Yes, ma'am.
She said yes. We're just looking at the paperwork. Sorry.
Oh, no, ma'am. You're fine.
She does the paperwork, not me. She's giving you a credit. I don't do that right now. We're going to wait until she does it.
Okay. I'm going to wait and make sure you give me the credit while I'm here at the bank.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm placing them in now for you, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
I'm placing the refunds in now for you.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Those $359.89 will return no later than 3 to 5 business days. And I also have the confirmation number available for you as well.
Okay, I'll take that.
C as in Charlie.
What is it? I'm sorry.
C as in Charlie.
Okay.
920.
920. 660.
850.
850.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. This account is fully canceled in all 3 months of refunds. We'll go back into your account no later than 3 to 5 business days.
These always happen on the 26th of the month. Is she gonna get, are you going to get another charge on June 26th?
Am I going to get another charge on June 26th? Because that seems to be the time of the month that it's been going.
No, ma'am. All future charges are now canceled effective immediately. Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No. So okay. I have to wait for 3 to 5 business days, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's all I need. So, yeah. All right. I think that will take care of my 3 to 5.
3 to 5 business days. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.